With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges is set to move forward next month. White House correspondent Greg Clugston looks ahead.
Lawyers for the president's son were not successful in getting the judge in the case to dismiss the prosecution, and a federal appeals court did not rule on the merits of the claim. As a result, the judge announced that Hunter Biden's trial should begin on June 3rd in Delaware. It's expected to last 3 to 6 days. The younger Biden has pleaded not guilty to lying about his drug use in 2018 in order to buy a gun. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court's longest-serving justice has some harsh comments about the decline of civility here in the nation's capital.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas tells attendees at a judicial conference that he and his wife have faced, quote, nastiness and lies, end quote, over the last several years, calling Washington, D.C. a hideous place. Justice Thomas was the closing speaker at the 11th Circuit Judicial Conference in Alabama.
That's correspondent Tasha Stevens. Thousands more civilians fleeing Russia's renewed ground offensive in Ukraine's northeast. This weekend, it's targeting towns and villages with a barrage of artillery and mortar fire. The intense battles have forced at least one Ukrainian unit to withdraw in the Kharkiv region, capitulating more land to Russian forces across less defended settlements along the Russian border. The town of Vovchank, with a pre-war population of 17,000, has seen many leave. A federal judge in Texas has temporarily halted a plan by the Biden administration to lower late fees on credit cards to $8. It was slated to go into effect this month. The temporary injunction imposed by Judge Mark Pittman in the Northern District of Texas is a big win for the banks and the credit card companies. This is SRN News. Now that the United Methodist Church has officially legalized gay marriage and homosexual ordination, the question is whether African churches will remain in the denomination. A number of African delegates protested outside the UMC's General Conference this month, and many said they would probably disaffiliate. Bishop John Wesley Yohanna of Nigeria says, quote, "From the tradition of the church in Africa, marriage is between a man and a woman, period." He adds that he will likely leave the denomination after his term ends, though he's staying for now. Anheuser-Busch still suffering for its decision to partner with a transgender influencer last year. The company reports higher-than-expected revenue in the first quarter, but is still losing market share in this country. Sales of Bud Light, the company's longtime bestseller in the U.S., plunged last spring amid conservative backlash after the brand selected Dylan Mulvaney, a man who is living as a woman, to be one of its spokesmen. This is SRN News. One retail giant is cutting back on Pride Month merchandise in certain stores.
Target confirms it is reducing the number of stores carrying Pride-themed merchandise. The company said Friday it will base their decision on where to offer such items on guest insights and consumer research. The full range of LGBTQ plus items will continue to be offered online. Target removed some displays last year after intense backlash from some customers who confronted workers, tipped over displays, and posted threatening videos from inside the stores. I'm Jennifer King.
Today is Sunday, May the 12th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including country singer Billy Swan. He is 82 years old. Actor Gabriel Byrne is turning 74 years old today, as is another notable actor, Bruce Boxleitner. Remember him? Country singer Kix Brooks has 69 candles on his birthday cake today. This is SRN News.